story a couple of segments ago, Tony Romo trying to qualify for the U.S. Open down in Houston yesterday. Shot a 71, then withdrew in the second round after a rain delay and a rough start. Well, apparently the Cowboys hierarchy is not happy about this, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, to discuss it. Good morning, Jerry. You want to sound off on this Tony Romo thing?
Well, yes. I just want to say that Tony Romo has pissed me off.
Uh-oh.
He needs to realize that he is a professional, pro football player, not a golfer, and he should not be playing in the US Open.
It's the U.S. Open.
I think it's US Open, isn't it?
It's U.S., United States.
Well, I know he likes to be in that magazine all the time, Ron Bombshell Starlets, but this is not the way to do it. So I have issued a memo to the Cowboys staff, to all our players. We are taking control of the situation. These players will no longer be allowed to do extracurriculums.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hereby declaring no player can do anything like that to get injured. So, now, of course, if you make a strong rule like that, you have to have a strong enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring on my guy who's going to enforce these rules. Ladies and gentlemen, your new Cowboy enforcer, Wade Phillips.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. Attention, Dallas Cowboys players. There will be no golf, hockey, baseball, or soccer in the off season. Unless you really want to play it, then I guess it's all right.
No, wait. Stay strong. Stay strong. You started off good there.
Well, Jared, I got to ask you, why don't you let Romo play in that golf tournament yesterday in the U.S. Open?
Well, first of all, it wasn't the Open. It was a sectional qualifier.
A sexual qualifier?
Oh, sectional qualifier.
Oh, like a sofa or something? Yeah, my wife bought a sectional at Weir's a couple weeks ago.
Listen, you're not paying attention to me. It was a sectional qualifier for the Open.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't want my players hurt, okay? Now, Wade, this is under your watch now.
Well,
but in the past, I've had many problems with this. You remember when Michael Irvin dislocated his pelvis while thrusting too hard?
That's before I got here, I guess.
Well, perhaps you saw in the paper when Troy strained his vocal cords cutting an ill-advised country album.
Yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
And a guy who used to have your position, Chan Gailey, once got kicked in the head while shoeing a mule.
A mule?
Oh, that's bad. Well, it could have been bad for Romo, too. You know, he could have thrown his back out, Jerry.
I know.
I threw my back out the other night trying to duck under there and see what was in the fridge. I was looking for one of them pudding cups, and she's been trying to hide them from me lately, Jerry. I think she thinks I'm gaining weight again, but I found them. She tucked them back in that crisper.
Listen, this doesn't have anything to do with this.
By the way, does that crisper function even work? I mean, that pudding, it wasn't crispy at all. Why do they call it the crisper?
That's a good question.
For lettuce or something.
Oh, okay. By the way, I like Rice Krispie treats. Talking about crisp.
Getting off track here, Coach.
We're off track. Listen, Wade.
You ever had pudding cups?
No, I don't want to talk about pudding cups.
How'd you know that's what she calls me?
Pudding cups?
Yeah.
Listen, with the Super Bowl at our house this year, I want all of our ducks on the road.
Me too.
However that saying goes.
Yeah, I think you meant
a lot easier to shoot when they're on the road instead of in the air, Jerry.
You make sure these guys stay healthy, Wade, or I'll take you out in the woods and I'll shovel the back of your head until you fall down dead.
Whoa,
that's an all-out threat.
Jerry, it's only June. Don't get so worked up. Well, I got a list of players that say they want to do some activities in the...
Good.
By me, and of course, I don't know what to do with them, so I thought I'd ask you.
They're submitting their activities to you?
Yeah. Let's see here. Roy Williams says he wants to bungee jump.
You can let him do that. And do me a favor.
Huh?
Take a little X-Acto knife and just kind of nick the little bungee a little bit.
All right, then. Patrick Creighton says he wants to try to qualify for the U.S. Open knife fight.
Approved.
I put that down. And that's about all I got, Jerry, I guess.
Well, see what? If you want to go shoe a mule, why don't you go ahead?
I go shoe a mule right now, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, wow, that was an exclusive. You won't hear that anywhere else.
Jerry was upset. I don't think Wade was too upset.
No.
All right.